Welcome to Healing the Heart with Dr. Eric Love. Spoken of by many as one of the greatest living masters of the back flower remedies, he has the oldest ongoing classes with the remedies in the world, 40 years, and has worked with over 100,000 people. He will be showing us how to recognize and heal our shadow side and the emotional baggage we all carry, using the advanced protocols he has developed with the Love Healing System. To learn more, please visit his website at www.drericlove.com for more information. Now, here is our host, Dr. Eric Love.
God bless you, and thanks for letting me come into your home. I hope you can hear me. I'm way out in the middle of the Arizona desert. Got the fans going. It's like pushing 100 degrees. It is hot, hot, hot. Hope the sound of these fans isn't blasting out your ears. Let's begin with a prayer. Oh, Lord, help us to learn the secrets of the healing art. Teach us your inner secrets. Show us how to heal so that we don't have to go through your life suffering with emotional pain and physical pain, and physical problems. Show us your secrets. Give us your wisdom. And bless the show tonight. Amen. Disclaimer for the FDA. Everything you hear tonight is not designed to treat, nor is it designed to cure, nor is it designed to diagnose disease. If you have a medical problem, go see your medical doctor, or if you're in those certain special 17 states, go see a naturopath, which is a licensed primary care physician in those states. I'm the only person who will tell you that he truly has peace of mind. I really have peace of mind. When I get hit or knocked off balance, you give me a day or so, I'll bring myself back around to peace of mind using the techniques that I teach in my program. I'm happy, and I'm one of the only people who will tell you that I'm happy. I have no pain in my body. With the car accidents that I've had, I should be having pain, but I don't, because I process all my karma and my baggage, so it never goes into the body. I have no physical disease. Used to be real depressed. Terrible, terrible fear, anxiety. But I don't have any of that anymore. I can show you how to work that stuff through in yourself. That's what I do in my program. And one of the coolest things is I have my life work. I found my mission, purpose, and calling in life. Napoleon Hill says each person has one thing that they can do better than anyone else on earth. And I found that one thing. And that's something I can show you how to do through the Bach flowers, following the protocols that I've developed. And that's my claim to fame. Everything starts with peace of mind. If you don't have peace of mind, you're not going to be able to enjoy the things you have nor enjoy your life. And then beyond that, the number one wealth is your health. If you don't have your health, how can you enjoy your life? This program that I teach, the Love Healing System, is perhaps the deepest and most effective inner work on the planet to help you work through the issues and garbage and baggage that's causing you suffering. If you focus on the Bach remedies, you're actually missing the point. Even though I use Bach flowers, but I use them with a protocol to get to the emotional spiritual conflict, which is actually causing your disease. And there's always an emotional part. Reading the emotional piece, the emotional component, is how you read the karmas that are involved in causing your suffering. Most people just go for drugs. And drugs are anywhere, and they'll give you drugs at the drop of a hat. Drugs are a good shut-up pill, and they tell you there's no way that you can heal yourself. In the healing field, the health field, they all go for a body. They say body, mind, and spirit, but it's all body, body, body. People have emotional problems. They have emotional, spiritual conflict within themselves, and they have no place to go. You need to take care of the emotional component. It is the actual root cause of your suffering and your disease. This inner work that you need to do, that we know so little about. Why do you not go deeper? This poem is called Deeper, wrote it yesterday. Deeper into the meaning of your life. Why do you live so shallow at the superficial surface of the lake, never understanding all the depths beneath or records of the heart you carried since the start of time? Always in your head and never in your heart. All the thinking, the scheming, the planning running round and round, and all this constant wanting, longing for the everything you do not have. Moving like a storm against the mountainside, a wind that smashes up against the cabin window and the walls of everything you are. Why so afraid to ever stop and look inside yourself? As you stand upon the mountain cliffs, looking out into the setting of the world below, what must you do to feel it? And let the wind move through your heart, the dancing particles of life, the fountains of your soul. The trees that fall below the cliffs, the mountain moving down into the place the world begins. The truth of what your true self really is and who you really are, spinning around your feet here upon the rising mountain cliffs, where you can see for endless miles and ages of the moon, the history of the world below that moves in sweetness all along the footsteps of the mountainside. In fading light, the images of dreams that never did arrive. You've mastered what you can, the places where you walk and know the names, but you do not know yourself as yet. You've been running from yourself for years until today. But now you finally want to know the person who you really are, your true self. Of the mountainside. Soon you must pace back your steps and seek your mountain camp tonight. There will be beans and tea that's hot and yummy by the fire, and rice and salad on a table filled with hungry plates and hungry hearts. The love that's waiting to surround you, the warmth of dancing firelight on the trees, and moon and stars embrace. Someday, you must let go. And then go deep and seek to touch the self that's waiting in the temple of your soul. Embrace the ancient baggage and the inner chaos since the years of storm and rain and floods of night have touched across the wellsprings of your aching soul. Someday you'll have to sort it out among the sunsets of a thousand dreams, beside the moonlight and the whispers of the gentle fire and the softness of the hidden voices and the timeless mountain silence and the endless dreams of freedom for your soul. Wow, that's a good poem. Okay. So the missing part of holistic healing, holistic medicine, is the emotional component. Everybody does a body. Nobody's taking care of the problems that you feel in your heart. It's the first thing every doctor needs to do. I teach you how to heal yourself, self-healing, because the first law of healing is, when I was at the naturopathic college, I was invited to speak there 3 years in a row. And I asked the students, greatest honor in my life, and I asked the students, hey guys, what's the number one law of natural healing? And everybody told me what they thought. And I said, no, guys, it's physician, heal thyself. You must learn to heal your own self, your own stuff on the inside of yourself. Because sometimes, a lot of times, there's nobody there to help you. If you reach out, you might get shot down. If you reach out, they may not be able to understand you, especially if your suffering is deep and technical, like you've had sexual abuse or beatings as a child, or come from a, you can't believe the number of people. So, did your mommy and daddy ever hug you? Did they hold you? Did they love you? Say, no. So I told the students, you're paying $150,000 to go through medical school, and nobody's teaching you how to heal, to really heal the emotional component, which is the true cause, the emotional spiritual conflict. The karma is the true cause of people's disease. Anya in England, God bless you, who's listening. Everything happens for a reason, she says. And with the authority of all her sweetness, she said, everything is a lesson. The school of life is what we need to enter. We need to learn to begin to think of life as a school where we are being taught certain lessons that generally we really don't want to learn. We don't want to learn them. We come in from our ego. We want to do everything our way. We're chasing this. We're chasing that. We don't want to take life as a school and learn our lessons. And then in this age, our soul has decided to send us disease, pain, emotional suffering, to let us know that there's certain lessons that we need to learn. For example, John Kennedy was in constant pain, had terrible headaches, terrible migraines, terrible back pain. And he didn't see that he was surrounded by people who disrespected him and hated him. His number two, Johnson, hated his guy. Many people say he was the one that put the plot together. You may have heard of him. His pain was God's way of saying, wake up and deal with the fact that you're not protected, you're not shielded, and you're drawing people who want to tear you down. George Washington was the same way. He was in excruciating body pain, and he was surrounded by people who hated him. Jefferson was duplicitous. Jefferson was sabotaging him. Jefferson didn't respect him. They acted like they did. Madison didn't respect them. I think Jefferson was the vice president. Madison was the secretary of state, or the other way around. And he was in constant pain. The pain was a wake-up call. Hey, you need to discover that you're being surrounded by people who are against you, working against you. So you can do your business and run your life and do the things you need to do, but you need to be aware You need to open the secret doorway and handle the business of the school of life on the side. Figure out about your healing, what you need to learn. Figure out what you need to learn, what God is trying to teach you. You can tell how well you're learning what God is trying to teach you through how happy you are or not. You can tell by the weight of the problems that you feel on your shoulders. You can tell by your disease or pain, emotional or physical, how well you're dealing with the school of life. You need to be doing your schoolwork on the side. You can do what you want to do, but you need to be handling the secret messages from your soul so that it doesn't go into pain and disease. People don't think they have any schoolwork. They think that disease is all a random thing. Oh, you get the flu, it's a random thing. Pain is a random thing. No, it's not random. All human suffering follows the law of cause and effect. As you sow, so shall you reap, the law of karma. Everything happens for a reason. Everything is a lesson. Suffering and hurting, people think is a random. That's not. There's a reason for it. If you get out of your comfort zone, get out of your big ego or your little ego, and seek to humble yourself and listen and learn so you can grow and change. We need that humility. And we need the self-determination so we can get out there and make this school of life work. We need to learn to purify the darkness out of us, spiritual darkness, of the greed and the hate and the pride and the psychological darkness of the fear and the anxiety, low self-esteem. That's what's causing our pain. That's what's causing our suffering, our disease, and our stuckness. What's happening on the planet? I want to go into this tonight. The world is going dark. Darkness is being released onto the planet. Demonics are abounding. In a way, they're roaming the streets and latching onto people. Demonic energy is everywhere. So the solution is that we need to become shielded and protected so the demonics are not going to be able to latch onto us or upset us or ruin our lives. There's another story I have to tell you about what's going on the planet. Muni Sushil Kumar Sahib spoke at the Unity of Man conference in New Mexico, and I was there, underneath the starlight. He was on the stage. There was about 1,000 people there, sitting out. And he never travels out of India. He is the head of the Jain sect, which is about as big as the Mormon churches in the United States. This man was so close to God that when he walked, everybody followed him. This man was so close to God that when he spoke, everybody wept, and he only spoke for 3 minutes. And I began to cry. And all he said, he was so close to God, and all he said was how much that God loves us, and that we don't need to worry about anything, and that God is taking care of us, and that the changes that are happening to the planet are designed, they're there, to get us to go back to God. That's the only reason they're being given to us now. And that if we choose to go back to God, everything will be okay for us personally. And I looked around. Everyone was crying. I even feel like crying right now because he was so close to God. I'll never forget those 3 minutes. They're like some of the deepest, most powerful minutes in my whole life. And then he finished and walked off the stage. And I've always felt since that time that the darkness that we're going through is to be feared and listened to stories about and tales about us, tales of doom and gloom. but is to be understood so that we can grow from it. It's time for us to take care of our dark side. We're going through the Galactic Center 2012-2013. Every, I believe, 36,000 years we go through this. The demonic energy is being released and it's everywhere. And we need to learn to integrate our own dark side within ourselves, our shadow side. This is one of the purposes for this. We need to see the darkness within ourselves and integrate and resolve it. We need to learn to take care of our records. Pull the records and open the files. Pull the files and open the records and take care of them. This is what we're supposed to do now. Another thing about these end times is that two things are happening at the same time. The darkness is increasing. The demonic is increasing. And as the darkness increases, we are also becoming more and more enlightened and becoming more and more in our power. If we want to feed the light side and go with the light side. So the darkness is going stronger, and the light side, us guys, is getting stronger. Another thing about the end times that we're going through, and this is, God's been telling me that this is going to be over about 2021 to 2025. We'll be through with all this. So it's not going to last long, but it's going to get very, very bad before it gets better. We need to heal our own self so that we can go through this. You need to take care of your baggage. We're moving out of the age of darkness and into the age of enlightenment, where it'll be really easy to become enlightened. But in order to move into the age of enlightenment, you're going to need to take care of your baggage. It's not going to be good for you to try to bring that with you because it's too dark. Another factor is that the disease and the plagues are being released onto the planet. It's part of the increase of darkness. So the solution is that you need to learn how to heal your own self so that when you bump up against plague, you don't get it and you don't come down with the disease. And you need to learn to heal your baggage, which is the root cause of disease, the emotional component, the emotional spiritual conflict. Very heavy stuff. Waterfall. When was the last time that you let yourself relax and really start to feel? Let down your walls and comfort zone, the hardness and the stone you call your heart. We're scared of how we feel. We do not want to know the deep emotions of our heart. The waterfall comes out of nowhere near the mountain path and spills the water down the mountainside. It dances on the little rocks and soaks up all the sun for 80, 90 feet and sounds and feels of life and angelic energy. You reach out hands into the little stream and bring the water to your mouth. The milk of life, the pulsing of a magic universe, the healing water mountain. laced with wondrous sunlight for heart and breath and mind. If you only had this water daily in your tummy and your heart, you'd fly your way into the world and soar to the beyond. Someday, you'll feel the deeper feelings of your heart. Someday, you'll rise and go resolve the baggage that you carry. So ancient from behind the start of time. Someday, you'll really get to know yourself. Someday, you'll rise up from this place of stuckness and denial and the pain and seek to understand the person who you really are and seek to understand this mental baggage that you carry in your heart and search to find the meaning of your breath, the meaning of your footsteps, the meaning of your life. Deep, deep, deep. But you gotta go deep if you're gonna heal. You need to learn to love yourself. Let's talk a little bit about this and we'll finish this up next week. What does it mean to love yourself? Everybody says you need to learn to love yourself, and I'm really sad. We think we need to learn to love other people, but the truth is we need to learn to love ourselves. Learning to love yourself, first of all, means to take care of your emotional baggage. Because if you don't take care of your emotional baggage, you're going to have pain and lots of weight, and you're going to have the weight on your shoulders, pressure, and you're going to have disease. Suffering is your teacher. You need to learn to embrace suffering as your teacher instead of as an enemy you need to defeat or fight against, become angry, and become a victim. Let me read you what a student of mine said about 10 years ago. She actually said this to a class. For me personally, I had some really difficult health changes this year. And I've done a lot of work trying to heal a lot of traumas from my childhood. But when this disease happened, I had to really take a look at what I was not addressing. I began to embrace my disease as a teacher. I began to do SAF and go, okay, I'm welcoming you into my life. I know you're here to teach me where I'm off target with myself. What's my destiny or what I came here to do? And I started working with the disease from that place. And it was really remarkable, instead of like an enemy or something awful or bad or wrong, to really take the Bach on and some other really great teachers on the planet, you say. Okay, thanks, Don. I think I'm going to keep going here. Don's asking me if I need to take a break. God bless Don. Wonderful, wonderful engineer. You're just out of alignment. The teachers were telling her, you're just out of alignment. And you need to tweak some things and get underneath some things. And the disease will actually begin to shift. And I had manifested some really serious conditions, and they started shifting really, really rapidly with the Bach and the SAF between 50 to 90 days. I'd say 50% had, 75% had gone. It's one of my star students from about 10 years ago. So the first thing about loving yourself is you need to take care of the emotional spiritual content component, which is causing you to have disease and pain and suffering. You need to take care of the karma that's coming down on you. It's one of the things I teach you how to do in my course. Let me read you a quick poem. And then we're going to move into our remedies for the night. Reaching out for the love she thinks will come from someone else. If I am loved by him, then I'll feel loved again. The secret is, do not love yourself. And no one else can fill up all the empty places of your heart. Her steps along the desert path, always searching somewhere, always looking someplace, and never-ending searching deep inside herself. The sunset moves its way across the sky. If love was here, where would she find it? It could be where she shops, or in the mall. The people who she knows as friends, love can come from anywhere, or so the movies show. We're taught to look for love across the world and seek it as a way to find the peace and happiness of life, but never are we taught to look inside ourselves, to learn to love ourselves, to understand ourselves, and understand the issues of our life, or find the deeper meanings, or the reason that we live, and learn to love our very self without another person. Loving. For if we truly love ourselves, nothing matters. For we swim within an ocean of our love. My self-esteem, my own true love for me. I love it. Okay, let's take up some remedies. I want to talk about the fear remedies. We're going to go through the fear remedies tonight and probably next week. Everybody's got fear. This is, if you're going to call a name for 2010 to 2020, I would say this is a decade of fear. Fear is running rampant on the streets, seizing the people left and right. You do not need to have all this pain. You do not need to suffer so much. You do not need to ache so much inside your heart. You do not need to have all this fear carrying with you. You got five remedies to do. Work real good. Let me tell you about these remedies. Mimulus. It's a remedy for worry about money, fear of disease, fear of the future, anything of the world. If you can name it, it's going to be mimulus. Fear of worldly things by causes. Then you've got aspen. Vague unknown fears, spooky fears, scary fears, where you get real afraid, but you don't know where it's coming from. That's going to cover most of the fears of the human race right there. Then you got rock rose, which is great, great fear, like mimulus, worldly fear on steroids. Rock rose is the feeling that you feel when the plane begins to shake really hard and going up and down, and it scares the life out of you. You go into terror. That's rock rose. And then cherry plum, which is for fear that you're losing it. Question is, you feel like you're going out of your mind, losing your mind. If you do, cherry plum. And the last remedy for fear is the red chestnut. Now, the red chestnut worries and has fear, but not for themselves. They're worried about the people they love and care for. She's worried about her mother. The mother's worried about her children. The husband's worried about his wife. The wife's worried about the husband. You're worried, you got a lot of fear for this other person or these other people that you love and care for. Those are your five fear remedies that cover the entire spectrum of fears of your vanities. And they work really well. I've been using them for about 40 years. I have the oldest ongoing Bach remedy classes in the world. I'm very honored to tell you that, about 40 years. So let's take our first fear remedy, which we have discussed before, but I want to bring it up again because we're dealing with the fear remedies in the fear group. Many of us, let me tell you this about many of us, it's one of the remedies of the shielding group. Shielding group is 9 remedies for shielding and protection. Even the Roman soldiers had shields. When the battle began, the arrows flew from the bad guy. They flew over into the soldiers, and the soldiers got behind their shields, which were tall and big, and the arrows couldn't hit you. The slingers slung their stones, and the stones came out of their little slings, supersonic. There was a pop. And they moved like lightning, and the slinger could hit right on target. But again, the soldiers got behind their shields. If you're getting zapped, you're getting set upon, people are sucking your energy like a leech and dumping their negative energy on you like a vampire. If you got the vampires and the leeches and the parasites, then you need these 9 shielding remedies. We've discussed what they are. And when we have a little bit more time next week, I'll go back in and tell you what they are again. Mimulus is one of them, because if you have fear, they're going to come in and get you. Those arrows and those slings are going to hit you. The rocks will hit you. So one of the reasons that you're getting hit on a weekly basis is because you're not shielding and protecting. Now, mimulus is for fear. Fear of known causes. It's for worry about money. It's for everyday fears. Jim Blackman, who's a medical doctor, I taught in his office there at Cedar Center in Los Angeles for years. He calls them everyday fears. Known fears in the world. Worry about money, worry about disease, worry you're going to get cancer, worry fear you're going to get in a car accident, worry about getting bit by a snake. I used to have terrible fears. I'm surrounded by snakes here where I am in the desert. I have no fear. Snakes are my friends. Because I learned the secrets of the snake, I learned the secret language. But I used to have terrible fear of snakes. And I picked up a Forest Service brochure and it said, if you're walking down the path and you step over a big rock, be sure to stop and look on the other side. See if there's not a snake there to bite you when you step on it. Or you step over a log. Stop and look, see if there's a snake there. So then I slowed down on the mountain path. And I still walk slow. And I look in front of me. And the snakes respect me and they talk to me. I respect them. I never kill them. Talk to them. They're messages of wisdom. God sends the rattlesnake. Wisdom. I've had shows here where a snake crawled up and laid beside me, curled up beside me, and put her rattle away, and sent me power and sent me energy for myself. So fear is a sign that there's something you need to learn, or there's something you need to resolve with a certain person and become shielded and protected. Do you know what you're afraid of? If you know what you're afraid of, fear of the physical, poverty, everyday fear, dread. There was a feeling of doom, like I wasn't going to make it. I wasn't going to have enough money. Negative decrees. There's always some, there's not enough money. How are we going to pay the bills? I know my health is going to fail. I'll get bit by a snake if I'm camping. Oh my God, I didn't lock the door. Let's go back. I know I'm going to get mugged if I keep driving my car. These are all worldly fears. What if? I had a guy, a student, tell me, what if I get to go ahead and take the mortgage and I can't pay the mortgage? What if I don't have enough money to pay the mortgage? What if the car breaks down? What if I get abandoned by the one I love? What if I get sick? What if I get cancer? What if I can't pay the rent and I get evicted? What if I open my heart to someone and just get it torn out again, like it's happened many times before? And then worry about money. A feeling of doom, like I'm not going to make it. There's not enough money. How can we pay all these bills? We don't have enough money. So that's all nameless. Nameless is a remedy for that. Through God's grace, nameless is the right remedy, and God will show you how you can process the issue of the fear on the inside of the inside of yourself and resolve that deep, ancient issue, which may go all the way back to childhood. It did with me. I had the worst fear of anybody. I don't fear it at all anymore. Not that the remedy heals you. It's that you, the remedy triggers you to process the issues in the inner self. Dr. Friend, who's a psychiatrist who studies with me, she says the action of the remedy is to stimulate and catalyze you to go ahead and process through these issues in the inner self. To get you off your butt and get you processing. Fear of the cold. I'm going to catch myself a cold. Fear of the damp. I'll get wet. I'll catch the flu. Fear of darkness. Fear of success. Fear of failure. Fear of people. It's called shyness. Fear of losing friends. Secret fear. Fear of the future. Fear of growing old. I used to have a terrible fear of growing old. Took the memulus, and I've never had the fear of growing old since that time. That was when I was 30. Anxiety, worry, fear for health, fear of disease. I gotta reach another point. Love. He stares at me with eyes of question and of love. The little rabbit. Hiding there behind the bush, wanting to reach out and touch me. And if I could, to hold him, both of us in whispers. In the silence of the desert vastness, far beyond the galaxy and time, species different as the wind and tide. Bonded only in the love we both have in our hearts. Love, which makes a life of peace. Love, which brings a life of harmony and happiness and joy. Whether as a rabbit or a man. Ah. Okay. That's a point. Fear of disease, fear of death, fear of cancer, fear of pain, fear for themselves, invokes illness of fear, which means that you have so much darn fear, it makes us sick. Parasitic infestation. Because of the fear, you're going to draw parasites who suck on you, suck the life out, and dump the negative energy out. Draws parasitic individuals, draws parasitic people, gets drained by certain people. Got people who seem to take a lot of energy from you. Your energy is pulled on or pulled down by other people. Need to be more shielded from violating parasitic and negative energies from people. Negative or vitality sapped by others. Then we have nervousness. You're nervous because of fear. Talkative maybe at times. You're talking and you happen because you got fear. Guileless, which means talking. Resistance to vulnerability. You don't want to open up because you're afraid. Startles you easily, frightens you easily. Person has a lot of fear, they're going to be jumping, they're going to jump really soon. Shyness, which means fear of people, quiet inside, lack of self-confidence through fear, aversion to company. Well, that means lack of confidence. If I had a lot of fear, I couldn't be on this radio show. I'd be scared to death. Used to have a lot of fear like that. Aversion to company because of fear. Fear of the opposite sex, scary girls or scary guys, blushes easily, still in your shyness, bashful and timid, hesitancy, reticent in approaching others because of fear, self-conscious, uncomfortable in the presence of others. Stuttering from fear, or shyness, stumbling, stuttering from the fear. Oversensitive, because of the fear, you've got so much you may have. Untrusting and not open, distressed, and cautious, sensitive to noise. You get startled by the noise. Sensitive to controversy, don't like people arguing, sensitive to stress, sensitive to talking. Sensitive to being questioned or defensive attitude. That's all in the category of oversensitive. And financial fears, worry about the money, poverty consciousness, worry about not having enough money, worry over money, about coming up short, not having enough, being able to pay your rent, your bills, have enough money, take care of your needs. Been lost for that. Scarcity consciousness. Expectation of scarcity, possibly lack. And then procrastination. This is where you're paralyzed. You can't do what you need to do because of fear. Hesitancy, fear. She puts off and aborts the projects through fear. And then you can have tension. The tension that you have is from the fear. Vitality is sapped by others. You draw the parasitic people. Excessively careful, untrusting because of fear. And this can be one of the suicidal remedies. With so much fear, you get to suicidal. Let me tell you about my school. The Academy of Healing. We have a certification program, 1-year certification program we call. We offer to certified homeopath, certified herbalist, certified nutrition consultant, and homeopathic certification in the treatment of animals. It's a true apprenticeship. There's no tests. There's no things you memorize. I teach you how to, number one, heal yourself, and number two, heal the other people that God calls on you to take care of, whether you're a medical doctor or a housewife. You can learn to heal yourself, and you can learn to help the other people to heal. The course is 1 year. We work together once a week for an hour. We make a session. We talk for an hour. And I take you into the secret gateways and portals of the healing process within yourself. You can't learn them from a book. You never can learn much from a book. You have to see them yourself and learn them from me, taking you through those gateways. And as you do that, you'll learn to, number one, heal yourself, and number two, heal the other people. I teach you the wonderful bark flowers using the advanced protocols that I've developed over the 40 years. After about 3 months or so, 4 months of healing yourself, this should be the most dramatic healing of your entire life. And I think it's a lot of fun. Most all my students say it's a lot of fun. I make it. And then the wonderful SAF, which I think is the deepest inner healing process available on the planet. Not easy to learn. You don't learn it from the books. You don't memorize them. You learn to heal yourself with the SAF. And you learn to heal the people you love and care for. The SAF works on the deep genetic DNA patterns that are the deepest patterns that you have, which are causative to your suffering. They cause your disease and your emotional pain. The SAF, I can't say enough about. And we'll be doing some shows on the SAF later on. And I teach all my students the SAF. As you begin to reach the advanced level, as you begin to understand more about yourself, we move into SAF and begin to give you this tool. I teach you the wonderful alignment technique that puts all the bones of the spine into a complete spinal alignment. Muscle test the feet, and then you hold a few points on the sacrum. On the sacrum, the other technique on the forehead and behind the head. You hold those points like a feather, and then all the bones of the spine fall right into place. It'll just absolutely blow your mind. And then I teach you two diet programs to heal. They're very healing. And then I teach you how to go to listen to the messages of your soul and get closer to the lessons in the voice of your own soul. The 1-year program, you can study longer with me if you'd like. Those of you that are interested and would like to talk to me about it, my telephone number is 406-585-0774. My website, DrEricLove.com. My email is medicinewind11@gmail.com. medicinewind.11@gmail.com. 406-585-0774. And I'm also available for private sessions for those that are interested. If you would step out into the wonders of the person who you really are, open up your wings and let yourself become your true self. Step out beyond the cave into the light of universal wonder and of truth, and find the person you were meant to be. The ancient secret doorway that leads to all and everything. The soul, the self, and peace. The great silence, wondrous union with the great self within. So thank you guys for letting me come into your home and share with you this wonderful system of healing that God has given me that I'm seeking to share out into the world. And bless us all here and help us to learn the mysteries of the healing process. You do not have to suffer like you've suffered for so long. There is a way. There is a system to relieve the suffering of your heart, your mind, and your body. God bless you, and come back to see us. And welcome at our opening the heart and living in the heart process next week. God bless you.
Healing the Heart with Dr. Eric Love can be heard every Sunday night here on the BBS Radio Network at 6 p.m. PST. And 9 p.m. Eastern on Station 1. Please visit his website at www.drericlove.com or call him at 406-585-0774. Thank you for listening.